3, 2, 1, burn your fork. Did I say that right?
Yeah. That's perfect.
Perfect. All right. Because I've had, this is the second time you've been on. Actually, by the way, I don't know why I didn't tell you this before the podcast. They can, I will be switching. Don't be distracted by this. I'm switch kar raha
hun. Okay, like DJ vibes.
Bilkul DJ. Okay. Completely DJ. This is you, right? This is us. This is both of us. And this is me. Right?
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. In case you were wondering. If you weren't, then there's no problem.
Okay.
So, what's been going on?
Just like continuing the same tangent, design-wise.
So, explain this to me. Explain this to everyone, in fact. What is... Iterate is your business, right? And mashallah, it's been doing really well. We'll get into that, inshallah, in a bit. Lekin, what is your ideal customer? Like, who seeks you out?
Usually it's people with ideas, not perhaps established even, but their ideas and their need someone with sort of expertise in executing them. And this can be physically or digitally. That's okay. Probably how I would best describe it.
Okay, let's get into it a little more. Definitely architecture. Koi building banwani ho.
Lani, it's more like commercial design, interior design usually. Okay. But there's a lot of like things that go into commercial interior design. Now I'm sort of specialized in commercial interior design. So that could be retail space, signage space, environmental design, restaurants, salons, coffee shops.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Do you take on individuals though? Jaise agar kisi choti business ko, some mom and pop shop wants to get their branding done, all those things with the packaging and everything. Wo sab aap kar rahe ho abhi tak? Yeah, did you stop that?
Well, it was different last year, but since this year on, since the British Council thing, like everything.
No, I don't know the British Council thing. Please tell me.
So there was a lot of publications that ended up featuring Iterate for the work, and it was just based on the new design ideology that, you know, my team and I have been doing. So uske baad, just purely because of the project leads and how things formulated organically over time, like I do not sort of give a lot of attention to the smaller scale stuff because like it's just the sort of thing like now it's more about corporations. But hey, like if someone has a great idea and I like genuinely believe in it, like I will make an exception.
Perfect. But it's like whatever's making more money at this point.
Not even that, probably. Like it's more like I like organization, I like structures, I like people with professionalism. So okay. Just
Pakistan mein baith ke professional, of course. Nahi, theek hai, that's fine. Tell me about the metronome and how that happened. And because you said design ideology, kya design ideology ka kya scene hai?
Well, it just happened like we got featured and then things kind of like blew up after that. And then, you know, kind of just like working within all kinds of brands like fashion, product, retail, food, coffee, like it just kind of kept going up and up to a point where now I'm like working with really high profile, big, like my projects are in like, I can't even name them probably right now, I don't want to, but like it's going well to a point where like I like the direction that we are in, and because of the features and because of the everything that's been moving on, like expansion, I'm trying to control it because you have to keep a really strict quality check in terms of design. People don't understand how difficult it is to actually pull off something that will work and people will like, because it's not like, oh, I like this thing, it's something my personal preference, like I have personal preferences that do not come in my work, because you have to research the trends, you have to research, okay, this is what working in the world in different cities, and then it's my job professionally to apply this in my projects.
So then you're kind of bifurcating the art from the thing. Like, you're personally an artist. Do you consider yourself an artist? No, you're not an artist.
Not at all.
Okay, that's fine. So, but I suppose you're drawing a line up, jo bol rahe ho, you're drawing a line between what is required of you, because, you know, people contract you to kind of build their vision. Usme aap, you can augment it, right? If they allow it, but it's, I think, and I ask this question because Pakistan, may lots of people get really attached to their vision or their understanding of the other person's vision, right? So if I am, for instance, contracted or what have you to write something for someone, all of a sudden I become attached to that something that I've written. Like, you know, cheez unki hai. Do you understand? They paid for it.
I don't have issues with that. Like, I can easily detach. It's not the problem. The problem is, like, you know, as a contractor, you're supposed to look at each project and be like, I'm leaving a piece of myself into this. And then you look back after a year and you're like, oh my God, that was actually good. I can't believe I did that. And then if you have this feeling, that's all that matters. Mm. And I always have this feeling.
Okay. Okay. You said contractor. That's primarily a male-dominated space. Right?
Sure. Yes, huh? Yes.
So how is that still? Because I've asked you this for 3 years before the podcast.
Yes.
I asked you then. And you were like, this is probably one of the most challenging things is when people, men, don't take you seriously. For, just because. It is nahin? Yes? So what's it like now? Because ab mashallah se, since the projects are going up, obviously there's more legitimacy.
Yeah.
You know, like you are the boss. So how does that work then?
So interesting you bring this up because just recently... Okay, so then I would like to start this with 2 points to make. The first one is that there's a difference between design and construction, execution, production, right? Like, hum log pehle ek strategy create karte hain. The first year of iterate was mostly based on the mental part of it, right? Hum log consultation dete the. Last year, we would hand that over to the contractor. But last year, what happened was, I turned it around to basically kind of like producing and executing also in some of my projects. And that was like an absolute game changer.
But why? Why would you do that?
You're really killing me. No, I think it's because, I tell you why. Because unfortunately, being a female and then having to tell big ass like 40-year-olds how to get the work done because you unfortunately are assigned this role. They just unko lagta hai ki yaar ye 5'1" ki ladki ye kya bata rahi hai hame. You know, hota hai. It's like always go, it's always a thing. But like yaar bata, honestly, I think can I switch between Urdu and English?
Of course. Chill? Okay. No, please.
I'm more comfortable in Urdu. Yaar hota ye ki then they just look at you and they're like, oh ye ladki hai, choti hai, height ki hai, oh ye, you know, blah blah blah, burger hai, isko kya aata ho.
Sure.
And it's not even that, dude. Ye baat nahi hai. Baat ye hai ke inherently it's always been this way in Pakistan and in other countries everywhere. It's just, I would say at this point it's a worldwide thing. I'll safely say So, but I think this was the reason why I took it into my own hands, because I literally had clients come up to me at the end of projects and they were like, I wish you were the contractor. I wish you were the ones who was handling the payments, the checks, the construction, the team handling. So then I was like, okay, let's try it. And we did it. It was like so much smoother than then. So I was like, sure, like we'll go ahead with some of the projects. Abhi mere chal rahe hain. We just started it. It's going well.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so I guess I'm asking this because as someone who's never done this kind of work, right? So you get paid to develop someone's vision. Ab kisi ki vision abhi jo hai, aapko samajh aayi. Unne bola ki haan, the person who's paying you, they're like, good, this is the vision we want. Now, if this person was not part of your team, the contractor, now you have to explain that vision to them. And if they don't take you seriously, toh phir kaise hoga?
Kaise hoga?
Yeah.
Kaise hoga?
Kaise hoga?
Kaise hoga?
I don't know. Hua kya? Oh, chalo, ho raha tha. Sahi hai. Allah rahim karega. But that's fantastic then. What were the challenges? Because, I mean, I'm assuming you had to find a team. Right, for this, it doesn't work otherwise. Contractors, wagera. The people that you got on board, like what was their requirements? Because there's some really good, talented contractors here.
Sure.
But then they don't meet timelines.
Sure.
You know?
Say like,
so how was that? How was looking for them and finding that? What was the process there?
Luckily, the first 2 years of practicing in Karachi allowed me a training ground to vouch for who's good and who's... I didn't just like go for like, oh, I worked for them reference base. I really dug. In the scene, I really found like the good, you know, like vendors, contractors. And I really like went to their facilities. Like I was that girl who had a backpack and I was like going to Share Faisal units. I was like, kaun si machine aapke paas hai? And they're like, oh, sweetheart, she's like another, let's go tour though, blah, blah, blah. But like, you know, it was like developing those relationships. Like I don't want to name the setup, but I have like an extensive set of signage, contractor, photographer, blah, blah, blah. Like har kisam ki team setup hai. So... it's just a matter of like, you know, going through the trial and error, kabhi aapne bad experience kiya, good experience kiya, like you can't just like guess ke banda sahi hai kaam. You really have to be, and that comes back to the question, like ki aap jab tak experience nahi karte, you don't put yourself through this, you don't, and now I'm confident, and you know you should never also be always confident, like you always have to be conscientious, like you always have to be like, okay, like, you know, watch out, consult. It doesn't mean just because your work is expanding that, you know, you have to let go. You always have to have a very strict quality control check. So I'm really proud of that sort of team that I've developed also.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. So speaking of conscientiousness, right? Sexism is a thing. Okay. All of that to one side. Did you feel at all, because stereotypes jo hote hain, wo kahin na kahin sachai mein based hote hain. Did you feel at all ke inke jo attitudes the, to your detriment, obviously, because if they don't take you seriously, आखिर में आपका नाम है, right? And so you get blamed. You're like, हमारी चीज़ आपने सही नहीं करवाई. But did you feel कि इन लोगों के भी experiences जो थे, इनकी कोई बुनियाद किसी किस्म की सच्चाई में थी? Like, is that something that occurred to you at all? Because I feel sometimes
I'll make enemies if I answer it correctly.
Okay.
I'll make enemies.
All right.
But I will try to answer it as.
हाँ, please don't get in trouble.
Neutrally as possible. I'm a woman of the 21st century.
Sure, yeah.
And this is my opinion. Nobody needs to agree. This is my opinion. I have a right to my opinion. Sexism exists for a reason. Okay, let's be real.
What are you saying?
Sexism exists for a reason.
Okay, Hanit, I just said that reason. No, wait, you're saying something different. What are you saying?
I'm saying that if a man judges a woman, case se nahi hoga. There's probably like a past record of that happening. And like vice versa. Like if a woman says something about a man, like this man is as emotional capacity of like this water bottle right here, is like probably there's a reason why people say this. You know, isme matlab ye nahi hai, you get offended and you're like, ah, I can't work. Oh my God, this society is horrible. Like you have to do it. You have to, you know, channel this sort of energy into something more constructive. Don't you think so?
Sure. I think I agree with you. I think things are going to be difficult, and I think you're going to be judged based off how you deal with difficult things. Isme to koi shak nahi hai. Jo dusri aap baat bol rahe ho, is sexism based on, I think it's definitely been, it's mutated, right? To shuru mein shayad itni galat baat na bhi ho, you know, traditional gender roles wagera ki baatein aa jati hain, shuru mein shayad itni galat baat na bhi ho, but again, jo aapne khud experience kiya, ki if they're just going to look at you, be like, ah, woman, ah, cannot do this job. I mean, that to, you're saying, uske liye bhi unke paas koi na koi sachai thi. Before you, there were other women.
Or even like opinions of others, because we as humans are so like absorbent of everyone's opinions, and we don't even realize it. Like, you know, maybe that's just what they heard, and until you prove them otherwise. Because I have had people come up to me and they're like, I love working with you. Oh my god, and they don't mind, like, dude, mere jo team wale, and they're like 50-40 men, like teams of guys, and they're like, they don't care as long as you prove yourself, you know, unless that person's an asshole, like he doesn't want to, you know, like justify or like even confirm your worth, you know, then you shouldn't be working with that person anyway.
That person, it's not, see, I think yahan pe thoda sa fark karne ki zarurat hai. That's not sexism, that's just that guy not he's just looking for a reason to mess up, right? So, say if it was between you and me and we were in the same field, I probably shouldn't work with that guy either, because he's probably going to find
a
reason
so
for me to.
You don't lose anything until you try, dude. Yeah. You know, you don't lose anything.
Yeah. That though is interesting. You're saying sexism. That's a controversial opinion. Has that kind of opinion made you friends? I don't think.
I think. My friends always say, like, I hate women. No, I don't hate women. I'm realistic. I just don't think that this sort of, like, if you look at me, right? Like, I'm a owner of a firm. Like, I've been working, blah, blah, blah. People know me. And it's just like
tremendous
when I...
trajectory
when I,
also.
Yeah, thank you. And you know, when I go into, like, a meeting, right? Like, people sort of already know ke, oh, bandi hai, you know, blah, blah. But, like, you know, iska matlab ye nahi hai that, like, I am feminist. It's like, I'm realistic. That's why I'm there.
Okay.
I guess like I don't want to get canceled, but this is genuinely my opinion. Like you have to be realistic to navigate the rough waters.
I think
you deal with it. You give the person in front of you. Aap unko respect de, wo aapko respect de. It's a mutual transaction. That's all it is.
I think cancel hone ka fark mere jaise insaan ko padna chahiye, jiski rozi इस चीज से बंधी हुई आई थिंक यू विल बी फाइन
यू नीड टू बी केयरफुल
नॉट मी आई एम केयरफुल आई एम फाइन अल्लाह रहम करेगा और मे बी आई एम नॉट हु नोस दिस थिंग्स
शुड आई टेल एवरीवन व्हाट यू सेड ऑफ कैमरा
या
आई एम जस्ट जोकिंग
आई एब्सोल्युटली सेड कि खवातीन को जो है आई डिडंट से एनीथिंग बट व्हाट्स इट कॉल्ड आई थिंक ये मैं ना आई वाज स्पीकिंग टू समवन एल्स आल्सो हु इनिशियली रामेश आई डोंट नो इफ यू नो हिम बट इनिशियली रामेश सफा वाज आल्सो अ कंटेंट क्रिएटर फैंटास्टिक एंड ही डिड गुड वर्क And I asked him this. I was like, you know, people sometimes they're abrasive with you and all those things. So, फिर कैसे होता है? बोले यार, जब तक मेरी रोजी बंधी हुई थी ना, because it's a very personal thing. This is about sustaining, sustenance and sustaining yourself, right? It's a lot there. जब तक मेरी रोजी बंधी हुई थी इस चीज से, it mattered a lot, right? Mm-hmm. But okay, they're gonna cancel you. ठीक है, अल्लाह ना करे आपको कोई cancel करे. But if they're gonna cancel you, here's what they can't do: is take away your contracts, right? This is not that. This is not that. Because the people who'll cancel you, what are they going to cancel you about? You're working hard.
Fuck around and find out.
No, Allah Rahim Kare. I don't even know what that means. Why are you like this?
Okay. I'm sorry. I have a terrible sense of humor. Sorry.
That's why you don't have friends. It's not the...
It's not the sexism
ko accept karne wali baat.
Weird sense of humor.
Zabardast. But, okay. So how did you... Even back then, aap jo hai, you were not very, you weren't very enthusiastic about the local landscape or the local local business owners aapki apni field mein. You were like, yaar, there's a gap.
I didn't say business owners. I said setia companies.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Wo business owners hi hote hai na? Okay. Setia companies. Setia companies. Say. It's good. It's good that you said that. Setia companies. And you, us waqt bhi, and it might have seemed, agar kisi ne wo podcast suni ho, it's been 2 years, but it might have seemed arrogant at the time, right? But you were like, there is an immense gap. My job is just to do my job, and the rest will take care of itself. And it appears that you were right. So looking back, what is it that, because like you said, you had all these disadvantages as well, ki aap khatoon hain and all those things, and bahut ek choti company thi compared to some of the bigger companies that are out there. No need to name them, there's no need for that, but they're out there. What enabled you to get those contracts? Because you've also been, again, we're not allowed to say, you've been working with some, mashallah say, matlab some career changing kind of people who give you saalon ke contracts, and you know, if you do the job well and all those things. So how, what exactly is it that got you those contracts? Because wo log purane hain aapse, un logon ka probably, I'm assuming infrastructure zyada strong hoga, bigger, more manpower, men, more men. So how did you?
Okay, I hope this is not going to get me in trouble, but one of the contracts is like the one that I'm building out is the new Food Panda restaurant that's gonna be done for the first time in Pakistan, Asia, whatever.
Are you allowed to say this?
Yeah, I think it's okay.
Okay.
But you won't see the design anywhere, but I can tell you about this workings.
Okay.
So like, obviously they can go to any design studio in Pakistan, they can afford to pay, or they can get any Food Panda dude, fuck. I mean, but like, the thing is, like, I believe, and this is not just about Food Panda, this is about every brand. I believe at the end of the day, good work, determination, having a vision, and really doing a well thought out survey before you carry out your pitches is what gets you the contract. And you know, consistency across projects, like if you have one project from like your whole portfolio, like ek acha ho, like it's like, okay, yani maybe they do well, blah blah blah, that's how I would approach someone who's a service provider. But like, let's say Pakola, who I did, by the way, rebrand for this year, like they will see and they'll, oh, this person has a consistency across project, and this comes from well thought out, curated, hard work, discipline, having the same kind of finesse across all projects. Ye asal cheez hoti hai.
Okay, that makes sense. So just do, essentially what you're saying is just do better work. Just
work is all it is.
Just do better work. Okay. So, ab yahan pe, if this is going to be a kind of a abrupt segue, but the thing is, this is also a very, there's a very small sample size, right? Because you're a business owner, and this is a very high-paying, high-taxing kind of business. Lekin jo average khatoon hai, उनके मसले डोंट यू थिंक थोड़े से ज्यादा संजीदा, क्या जबरदस्त उर्दू में संजीदा, उनके मसले थोड़े ज्यादा यू नो दे आर अ लिटिल मोर बेसिक लाइक कम्यूटिंग फॉर इंस्टेंस.
आई टोटली गेट इट. या मतलब आई टोटली फील यू. लाइक आई जस्ट डोंट इवन नो. लाइक सी ऑनेस्टली लाइक द रीजन व्हाई आई इवन डिड ऑल ऑफ whatever I've done, I'm not like, okay, oh, I'm done, like, I need to go further.
Of course,
like, the point is, like, even that is just because of, I guess, like, the freedom to be able to do it, right?
Of course.
Kisi khatun ko wo bichari, wo, she's born in this house where she can't even, like, think uska mental paradigm hi wahan tak nahi jaane diya, right? Like, what, how can you blame?
No, you can't. You can't. You can't.
Yeah.
And I suppose that's where the argument for patriarchy comes from. I think you obviously there's merit in, there's obviously khawateen Twitter wagera pe who will be like, ke, agar parinda gir gaya to patriarchy, right?
Twitter is X now, by the way.
Oh, sorry. X. I apologize. X jo hai, wahan pe agar koi khatoon aake, you know, there's obviously women like that in Pakistan. And fair enough, agar unki market hai and they're doing it, inki marzi hai. But if you want to get anything done, right, you also have to weigh out the other side. And the other side here is that I think the most insidious part about the patriarchy is that it affects men as much as it affects women, right? And also, how it affects women is they don't even know they're in a cage. Do you know? Like a gilded cage wala concept hota hai, pata nahi, abhi mujhe yaad nahi aa raha. But I 100% know that wo allegory of the cave thi, Plato ki thi, ke matlab wo log uske andar hain, ke ek cave ke andar hain. और वहाँ पे उनको शेडोज नजर आते हैं और क्योंकि उन्होंने और कुछ देखा नहीं है तो उनको लगता है कि वो शेडोज जो हैं दे मिस्टेक द शेडोज फॉर द रियल थिंग. रियल थिंग नहीं है वो, बट दे डोंट नो एनी बेटर. यू नो व्हाट आई मीन. सो इफ अ वुमन इज रेज्ड विद दैट माइंडसेट कि व्हाट पर्निया इज डूइंग इज रॉन्ग, वुमन आरंट सपोज्ड टू डू दैट. वुमन आरंट सपोज्ड टू रन बिजनेसेस. इट्स जस्ट नॉट सपोज्ड टू हैपन.
आई टेल यू व्हाट डूड. सो देन रिसेंटली लाइक विदाउट माय कंसेंट और माय इंफॉर्मेशन, मेट्रोनोम लाइक फीचर्ड लाइक समथिंग ऑफ लाइक दे फीचर्ड लाइक द पेज ब्लाह ब्लाह द वर्क.
अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह.
एंड लाइक डूड लाइक ओके सो इट्स नॉट जस्ट दैट. लाइक काफी दूसरी जगहों पर मैंने नोट किया लाइक उस पर कॉमेंट्स खातून, नॉट मैन, खातून कर रही थी कि इसमें कौन सी बड़ी बात है. लाइक मे बी इफ आई वॉज बॉर्न इन लाइक अ रिच फैमिली लाइक आई वुड हैव डन दिस. लाइक इफ माई डैड वॉज यू नो ब्ला ब्ला, अगर मुझे इसमें कौन सी लाइक दे वर एक्चुअली लाइक मैन वरंट द वंस दैट वर लाइक शिटिंग ऑन मी, इट वॉज द वुमेन एक्चुअली
वो ट्राई टू टेयर यू डाउन.
दे वर लाइक हाँ अगर मैं भी इस टाइप ओके आई टेल यू आई बी वेरी क्लियर ओके इट वॉज लाइक दे वर लाइक आई सॉ द कॉमेंट्स एंड आई डिडंट रिप्लाई टू एनी बट आई डिड सी देम. आई नो द पीपल हु सेड दे वर लाइक ओ लाइक आई नो हु यू आर.
डू यू हैव अ लिस्ट लाइक व्हाट्स गोइंग ऑन हियर.
आई नो हु यू आर. दे वर जस्ट लाइक इसमें कौन सी बड़ी बात है अगर मैं भी बॉर्न इफ आई वॉज बॉर्न इन लाइक अ रिच फैमिली और लाइक इफ आई हैड the opportunity to like study in the US blah blah main bhi kar leti. No you wouldn't have because it takes work. Because you wouldn't have honey if you were the one who commented. You couldn't have because you have to really work. Even if you're born in privilege doesn't mean that success will come to you. That's a denominator. Hard work. You know what I mean? Like just because haan theek hai there were factors always but honestly like people can create opportunities out of problems if they want to.
Sure.
This is my belief.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think jo ye wali specially argument hoti hai na ki if I think that is, it's difficult to say that jab aap unki halaat dekhte hain ki unke paas they don't have electricity most of the day or they don't have a car or commuting, water, any of those things. It's difficult, it's harsh to say that. Lekin I think at the end of the day, the argument from privilege, especially towards someone like you, it does sound like a cop-out. It does sound like an excuse case because if they took that away, then they would have to examine you and be like, okay, what am I doing that, what is she doing that I'm not doing? For instance, people don't know this. I think, what's your average work day? I think 12 hours?
No, 12 hours? I wish. It's like 18 hours on average.
Okay.
Are you joking? Like, I work until like... I'm not... Seriously, I'm probably kam karke bata rahi hun, like 11 till night.
Okay.
Like, I wake up, I start working at 8, 11 at night. Like, people think like, oh, just because aapka apna kaam hai, you can take it. Sure, you can take a day off in 1 month. No one's going to ask you. But you still need to be at it all the time.
Well, I mean, you can... Wo sethia wala jo mindset hai, I think that also comes in where... You can take a day off in this industry because these other people, they're very competitive. They're huge firms and they're quite good at what they do. So you have to be on top of your game, don't you?
That's why we have big contracts. That's why they came to us. See what I mean? That's the whole purpose. You can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't just be like, oh, because, you know, I have a common ground there. If I was in this position, I could have done this. Yes, you could. You could do anything you want to, you know. It's not that. It's just that when you say sexism, there's more sexism from women than men.
Yeah, people get really upset when you say things like that, right? Because don't apologize. Maine thodi bola, aapki marzi hai, aap bolein jo aapki marzi hai. But I'm just saying, I think it's super interesting because if we're going to go off that belief, ya to hum bolein ki no stereotype is based in any kind of truth, none, right? So phir ye, this does not apply. But this has been a belief that has been passed down. ये आपने भी सुना होगा, ये मैंने भी सुना होगा, एंड ऑब्वियसली इट कुड बी अ कॉन्फर्मेशन बायस कि हमें सिखा दिया गया और हमने देखा और वो मसला कुछ और था, लेकिन हमने ये बोल दिया कि यार नहीं, दिस इज बिकॉज वेमेन हेट वेमेन, राइट? बट वन वंडर्स एट वॉट पॉइंट एग्जैक्टली दे स्टार्टेड थिंकिंग कि औरत ही दुश्मन होती है वाला बिलीफ ना. बट सो इट साउंड्स लाइक इन योर एक्सपीरियंस दैट्स व्हाट इट वाज.
वेल आई मीन just this is what I just saw, dude. Literally everyone was like, oh, if I was also like this, maybe agar blah blah blah, no you can't. And just because you can say that doesn't mean it's true. Just because I'm a woman doesn't mean that.
Well, I mean, obviously there is privilege there, there's class there, to wo dono cheeze agar side pe rakhe. Did you see no men?
Oh, by the way, when you say this, by the way, this is for everyone who actually even thinks like what you said is true. It's not privilege. I paid for my own school fees, by the way. I've been working since I was 16. It's not
right.
That.
See, but they, no, when
so
people
they
see
don't
it,
know that.
No, they of course not. And they're never going to bother finding out.
Yeah, they just see this. They don't know the fact. People will be like, oh, because, you know, you're a girl who's like, blah, blah, you, that's the privilege. No, it's not. It's actually something that's held me back. I was born in a good home, but that doesn't mean that there was any financial sponsorship from anyone ever, ever.
So you've been working since you were 16. What's the first job you got? Here's why I'm asking, right? Because people get angry, like I said, because they're like, you know, how come if there is no privilege, how come we can't get all of what she has, right? So let's try and, because you're, mashallah, say it's been, I won't say your age, but it's been close to 15 years.
You can say my age. I'm 29, but I've been working since I was 16. Yeah, my first job, which was tuitions, math tuitions, and a runner in a coffee shop. I was a runner in a coffee shop, yeah.
Yahan pe, wahan pe?
Bahir.
Okay, bahir.
I was working in a coffee shop. Basically, I was making nothing, minimum 10,000, 15,000 maybe us zamane ke. That's it.
And then math tuitions.
Yeah, nahi.
Were you good at math?
I'm very. I named my practice after mathematical function. That's my favorite subject.
Okay. Iska matlab kya hota hai? Iterate ka?
Iterate is a. This is where I plug in my deets.
Of course.
It's the studio is Iterate.
Yeah.
And it's basically a mathematical function that means that when you formulate a mechanism over a period of time, it gets better and it improves over time and it gets closer to where you want it to be, but it never actually reaches there. So that's what the whole studio is about. Design is a mathematical process.
It's perpetual growth is always what you're saying, right? So it's never gonna be perfect.
Why should you stop? The moment you stop progressing, that's when you stop, you know,
living.
Yes.
Being alive.
That.
Thode se edgy hum yahan pe.
Yeah, we're in a different vibe today.
Sure. Yeah, I guess.
He had one monster before he started the podcast.
Ye nahi batana hota hai. Matlab, ye to secrets and trade secrets. Nahi, guys. Monster. But anyways, what's it called? That's super interesting. So your first job was a runner in a coffee shop. That's below minimum wage because you were 16. Aapko minimum wage nahi mili.
Nahi, probably. Haan, nothing.
Right? And math tuition, two jobs at the same time. Ab yahan pe masla ye hai kyunki Pakistani logo ke muh nahi band hote mashallah se, to bolenge America mein to thi na, right? So what do you say to that?
I'm here now.
Yeah, sure. It's interesting. You don't want to go back because even though you got a degree from there also. Achha, let's just trajectory banate hain. So first runner in a coffee shop, math tuition, and padhai saath saath chal rahi thi.
I was also doing this job in an IT. I've had a lot of jobs, dude, but IT help desk, graphic designer, blah 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 blah, all kinds of things. Main har cheez try kar leti hu. That's the thing. Like, you got to try everything. You got to, like, really expand your horizons and work and really see what could work for me. If you're just going to stay in your comfort zone, I think the only denominator, like I said, is just work.
Yeah. So if there was something that gives you advantage over me, anyone else, right?
Okay.
I mean, not even just women, but anyone else. You think it's the fact that you don't fear discomfort. You think that's what it is. Basically, that's what you're saying. You think there's nothing...
Haan, matlab, imagine a life where you don't want to be challenged. Can you imagine a life?
Oh, readily, dude. That's my life right now.
No, but you... No, think... Okay, Akbar, this is where I give you a shout out.
Oh,
like, listen,
of course.
Okay. You have to... Imagine not being challenged into a problem-solving mind state. If you're... okay, I saw this thing recently on the internet where someone was like... यार हमने पाइथागोरस थ्योरम स्कूल में क्यों पढ़ा राइट हम तो यूज ही नहीं करते जिंदगी भर यू नो यू नेवर यूज लाइक द ट्रिगोनोमेट्रिक आइडेंटिटीज और ब्ला 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 व्हाटएवर यू नो व्हाई यू नीडेड दैट बिकॉज व्हेन यू वर इन स्कूल एंड यू वर एक्चुअली बीइंग टॉट ऑल ऑफ दैट वाज योर ब्रेन वाज बीइंग टॉट टू सॉल्व प्रॉब्लम्स रैशनली योर लेफ्ट ब्रेन वाज बीइंग एक्टिवेटेड सो मे बी यू डोंट यूज द फंक्शंस द थ्योरम्स बट योर ब्रेन मेथड जो important hota hai, you need to have this in a daily life, and I think people avoid this thing, but that is where the fun is. That's where your, you know, growth lies.
I think that's super interesting, and I think aap jo ek distinction hai jo aap bana rahe ho, that is lack of a problem solving mindset does not mean a lack of problems. Right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of these people...
Okay, get this. Yeah. Sorry, I'm going to stop.
Please,
you're going to have problems regardless.
Of course.
You can either face them or you can
That's
just...
That's what I'm saying. Na, ki ye jo log hain jo aapko ye keh rahe hain, I'm sure they have problems, dude. I'm sure they have problems that I haven't even imagined.
Exactly.
Right? But that is not, I think... And this applies to me before anyone else. I think that is not a reason to not have a problem-solving mindset.
Don't be scared of problems.
No.
Do not be scared. Because the moment you're scared, then it's like 10 times harder. Be like, okay, there's a problem. Let's solve it.
Yeah. 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 Khuda na khasta, Allah na kare. But is there a problem that you can conceive right now where you wouldn't have that approach? Because, you know, people lose loved ones. People lose business. Khuda na khasta, Allah na kare. I don't know why we're getting like this. But khair, it's just a logical iteration ho rahi hai.
Sure.
But is there a problem... that you perceive where you're like, yaar, haan, yahan pe, this kind of, you know, just grit and willingness to just be uncomfortable will not help me. Is there a problem that you can conceive?
I think that's probably like when you get tired. So when you get tired, you just need to like leave the situation and come back to it. And then emotional problems. And I know you hate love.
Oh, it's stupid.
I know you do.
Yeah.
But yeah, need emotional situations.
Yeah, emotional situations because you feel vulnerable and you don't...
You can't solve that. You just have to live that,
Just have to live. That's very beautiful. Good sentiment, yeah? You just have to live that. Then I suppose, but then you take the power away from it because instead of being like, isko hal karna hai, which is what is causing all the chaos, instead you're just like, ke isko bas jeena hai. You know, you just have to live through it.
There's no other option. You just have to experience that.
Experience that, yeah. So you said you got no financial aid from home. Was there emotional support at least? Yahan karo karo zabardast lagi raho. No?
Oh my goodness, no. Well, yes and no. Well, I mean, because I was born in this family where they were like, oh, a girl should have freedom. But like, okay, I don't even blame my parents for this. Like, nobody really knows what design is. Like, what is it? What is the thing? Where is design? Do you see design anywhere? Kazi, where is the design?
It's a, I have no idea.
Where is it?
Mujhe nahi pata.
It's a way of thinking. It's a strategy-based thinking, jiski ek service charge hoti hai, right? Mm. And the deliverables are non-tangible.
Sure.
There are WeTransfer links, there are PDFs, there's communication, consultation. Ye deliverables hote hain aapke.
Mm.
So my parents didn't really support it. They were like, what is it? Why is it like this? And I had to really like fight for it. But I think then again, like you can choose to look at it two ways. You can choose to look at it like, okay, they didn't support me, or two, like they didn't support me, but I got to prove them wrong. You know what I mean? I got to be like, haha, look, I did it, you know, despite everything. And the second one is just so much more, you know, satisfying.
Oh, absolutely. But so I wonder this, right? Did your parents did they ascribe to the belief? Because aisa bhi hota hai, kuch socio-economic backgrounds mein aisa bhi hota hai, where they're like, nahi, women should have all the freedom until they become financially independent.
Yeah.
Financially, aap family pe dependent rahe, and then you can have all the freedom. Koi masla thodi, gaadi lo, matlab, enjoy karo, have fun, buy bags.
Why is that a bad thing?
Why is that a bad thing?
No, I'm asking you. Why is that a bad thing? I love having support from positive men in my life, like my dad.
Huh.
Like that's a great, my brother, that's a great support system. Why should independence mean like, okay, oh, now I'm on my own? Like
it shouldn't mean that.
Hyper-independence is a post-trauma.
No, I understand trigger. That. No. You shouldn't, I'm not saying you should, financial independence should mean that you are on your own.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, it is not independence when they can put boundaries around you. That's still the antithesis of independence, right? So if they're like, aap sab kuch karo, sivai kaam nahi karna, right? Unki wajuhat ho sakti hain. They can have reasons for saying that because again, it is a hostile environment for women. A lot of industries in Pakistan. I think ye to hai. I think what they're saying is, what I'm saying is that the problem here is not, of course they should support you. I think it goes without saying that they should support you, but if they don't, right? Or in fact, if they do support you, but they're like, sab kuch kar lo, kaam nahi karo, I think you will gravitate towards the one thing that they told you not to do. That's just psychology.
Human nature.
Yeah, that's just human nature, right?
I see. I never thought about it that way. That's a great point you brought up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they should absolutely support you, right? But then support is kind of open-ended. So if someone supports you, if I support my sister, I'm just saying that what I was saying was exactly this. Na, ki agar aap, like, so for instance, men need to support women. Of course they do, right? So if I support my sister though, right? Or my sisters. So what I can't then do is, I support you for everything except this. That's not independence. Do you understand? That's like, I don't know what that is, but you can call it a lot of things. You really can, right? And I don't see a reason to call it something else, but let's not call that because it's not independence. Unless she's doing something bad, you need to support your women unconditionally. Like, and by the way, there is no basis in our religion or our culture to not do that, right? Zaira, provided they are educated, like in education, bhi agar aap walid sahab hai unke, to unko padhana kiska kaam tha? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's stuff like this.
I think when it comes to that point you just made, like, ke ye independence hai ya kya hai, when you be like, okay, let's say that I'm married, you know, you come home to a man who looks out for you. My ideal guy would be like, yes, I would love for you to do blah, 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 all of this. But this is the boundary when it comes to you going this far and blah, blah, blah. Like, with boundaries set home, this is a good thing. I do not think women should be offended by this. If a man's trying to be like, this is the boundary you stay within this, it's a good thing, no?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing, but like, shouldn't a similar thing apply to the man?
Sure.
Yeah. As long as it's mutual responsibility and all those things, I don't think there's an issue. But I think bazo ka jo issue hota hai khawateen ko, again, I'm not speaking for them, right? Ye is baat pe bhi naraaz ho jaate hain ki aap hamare liye na baat kare, main hi baat kar raha kisi ke liye. But I think a lot of the problems are raised ki nahi, mardon ke upar to koi standard ya koi wo boundaries nahi lagengi na.
Absolutely. This comes back to the point about the contractor. Like, people will just automatically look at someone who is like 40-year-old, 45-year-old, like hata kata mar, then they'll be like, okay, like, you know, he can handle the job. Sure, he can handle the job, but does he have the capabilities to actually study the trends and actually pull off something jo sabko pasand aayegi? I do not think so. I think that's a very like nuanced thing. I think that's a very subjective thing, and I think that yeah, sure, it does help. I'm not denying it, but I do think that I stand by my opinion that, dude, like, it doesn't matter. Sexism hai, nahi hai in the workplace. Like, if your work is good, like, you will be rewarded for this, and there will be detriments because of some situations, but doesn't mean that there's no rewards for this and you shouldn't consider this like the end all be all. Like, aap isko as a challenge le and just keep going.
But okay, this is one thing that I have often wondered. Iske baad, I think we can come to why you pick this and what do you think, does your society value this, matlab, the work that you do? Usse pehle ek aur cheez. I have read multiple papers and all those things and statistics about men's mental health depreciating far more quickly than women's mental health, right? And men's, like, just psyche just being really, really fractured. Is that something, because again, you do work in a space jahan pe primarily zyadatar kaam mard karte hain, right? Jaise aap theek hai lowest common denominator ke agar aap pass jayenge, aapka jo the person who's going to bring the bricks for the building or bring the wood for the carpentry, all of them are going to be men, right? So do you feel like, obviously class struggles and financial issues, wo sab to chal rahe hain Pakistan mein, but do you feel ke their health, mental health is depreciating faster than a woman's mental health? Like, is that something that you're able to speak on? Like, aapne aise kabhi dekha hai?
Probably I would say it's the same for both.
Yeah.
Probably I would say it's the same for both. I do think that having good boundaries in work and having good organization structures and professionalism and, you know, putting the right priorities like work and communication, and if you do that, then you should be okay. I personally would say that is not the case ke men have it worse. I wouldn't say necessarily that it's the women who have it worse. Pakistan is generally a new society, right? Like, yahan par, this is a third world country we're working in. We're selling design in a place where people need basic needs. Like, let's be very facts on the ground. Like, why should someone pay for a house if a thekedar bana sakta hai, uska design se kya fayda hota hai? I mean, basically, like, so what design essentially does do is, and I'll come back to your point again, ke matlab why it matters, is because the thought process of design adds value to any project and doesn't mean that if you're a guy that you can do that better. It just depends on the quality of your work, right?
Sure, okay. But I think the other thing that you said, it interests me a lot. Ye maine kafi suna hai. And especially with interior designers or just architects generally, ye hota hai ek bada ki, haan yaar, aap thekedar ko hire kar lo phir. Right? That's the slang that's used. What exactly... Now, I personally, I don't know why, but I do see the value in hiring someone who knows what they're doing, right? Hiring someone who's going to have the longitude of thought ki yaar, ye building jo hai, 20 saal mein kaise age karegi? Because buildings age, right? And you've seen time and again the absolute horror that subpar construction causes. Matlab kuch bahut bade masle hue hain subpar constructions, and wo yahi tha ki there was no architect at the helm who was like, yaar, yahan pe is kisam ki construction nahi honi chahiye, falan patthar nahi istemal hona chahiye, falan design nahi istemal honi chahiye, ye window yahan pe, or this style of windows will just heat up the whole flip-in building, and phir aapke air conditioning, no air conditioning is built to cool a hot box. हम यहाँ पे गर्मियाँ बहुत ज़्यादा होती हैं, इंग्लैंड वाली डिज़ाइन यहाँ पे नहीं डाली जा सकती, ये सब चीज़ें हैं, राइट? बट वेयर डू यू थिंक दैट सेंटिमेंट कम्स फ्रॉम, एंड इज दैट समथिंग दैट यू एंगेज्ड विद पर्सनली, के ठेकेदार से करवा देते हैं, यू नो, लाइक पुटिंग समवन इन चार्ज हू विद ऑल ड्यू रिस्पेक्ट डज नॉट हैव द बिजनेस टू बी इन चार्ज.
Yeah, so that's why I don't really work for small businesses anymore. Like, I think if I'm being approached, it needs to be someone who has understood the value of design and having organized strategy to executing anything. It could be something like a chips company, or it could be a shop, a massive shop, 16,000 square foot. As long as you have someone who's experienced to lay out your product in the best way, keeping in mind the modern day trend, ke logon ko kya pasand aa raha hai, and then effectively consult and get it done with the right teams, this will make your expense an investment, and that's what design is. I think, because that pays off long term. Why is there a reason that some brands just do better?
Well, I think ye jo aapne long term wali baat ki na, badi zabardast hai, and it's a rhetorical question, perfect answer, I think, very very good, lekin I think the problem is, aur aage se jawab yahi aata hai, kal kisne dekha hai, right? and I think that speaks to the existential mode that we find ourselves in, ki hum bol rahe hain ki nahi agle, because ek zamana tha, I mean, you'll see some old installations, whether it be some old army garrisons, these things were built like 80 years ago, 120 years ago, aur aap dekh rahe ho, khade hue hain.
Well, why? Because, honey, because Leonardo da Vinci was an architect and an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, jo abhi wo dekhte hain, hum log Roman roads, they're doing so well.
Yeah.
Even after like what? Like 500 years, 400 years?
Sure, yeah.
Right? Because they actually put a lot of strategy behind it. Doesn't mean that design has always been there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that we in Pakistan don't have awareness of it.
Mm.
Good design and good construction methods and just, you know, thinking strategically long term has always existed. Aapko pata hai Gucci ka logo abhi tak wahi hai jo 1940s mein tha. Did you know this?
Google it
yeah. Right now, like, Google the Gucci logo. It's the same because literally someone made a timeless design.
Mm.
That's what we aim to do at Iterate. We create timeless things that will last you the duration for people who actually have a vision.
Mm. But also the pockets to pay for the vision, no? Because I think, dekho, what I'm highlighting...
But no. Okay, that's a very interesting point. I'm totally down to discuss this. Sure, pockets to pay. Then if you're starting a business, why not have an investment for the things that matter?
But that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, I think priorities are such that instead of saving money and actually investing properly, what is prioritized is that we're not long-term here, look. This is what happened with a lot of seed funding wala jo system tha na, pura jo tha, startups the.
Oh yeah, that
hana?
System. Yeah,
that, and it's died down considerably. Lekin seed funding basically ye hoti hai ki you convince some people about your idea. Ye mera idea hai, I have investors and they will then fund your idea. That's not something to celebrate.
Oh my God, I would totally not do work for someone. They're like, I have an idea, but just... trust me. No, I don't need to trust
but
you.
That's what I'm, but,
I understand you have an idea and I'm down to hear it. But it's like, you're paying for a service, man.
But that's what I'm saying. Na. What I'm saying is, ki, jo seed funding ka masla tha, wo yehi tha, ki people, yahan pe na, it's different because short-term thought, hai na, they're like, ki, okay, let's build this business with someone else's money. Let's make it successful and then let's just sell it off. No one's starting a business to run it for like 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
Do you understand what the problem is? Like, how long do you want Iterate to function?
I have a vision for this to last long. It, like, long, matlab, duration of life.
Hayat. Huh.
Yeah, for sure. Like, yeah. Why not, dude?
I don't know why not. I think, but wo jo existential level hai, itne saare log are also leaving Pakistan. I think the thought process is, but it's very interesting. I'll say one other thing about this, but the thought process is ki yaar, hume yehi nahi pata ki ye shahar ya ye mulk rahega. I think that's the concern people have, right? And that's why they're becoming existential and they're like, why do I pay?
Then they shouldn't be starting a business. Simple.
Yeah. Phir kya karein? Job karein? Huh?
No, I'm just being realistic. I'm just like, okay, then maybe that's not for you then.
But I think there is some truth to what you're saying because the mindset becomes short-term mein, so there's no relationship building. Businesses are based on relationships, right? Aapke customers hain, ya jaise mere abba ujdaad ne jo akhbar ka agar kaam kiya, to wo readers pe reh jate hain aapke, right? But these days, businesses are not based off relationships, right? Or wahi hai ke jaldi se turnover, make a quick profit and then just leave. I think that's what they don't understand businesses to be what you think they
can
are.
I just got this really interesting DM yesterday.
Oh God.
Yeah. I'll pull up my phone and read it out to you. Okay, it's actually super relevant.
Please do. Like, don't name or shame.
I won't name anyone.
Okay.
So I get a lot of DMs from people who are like, oh my God, like, I love your work. I want to blah, blah, like, you know, work for you, learn from you, interns, blah, blah. Like, this person had such a nice DM. I won't name this person, but I will pull it up because it's exactly what you just said. And people realize this, you know, more than what you would say or think or realize. Like, okay.
Man, okay. Ha, just get close to the
mic.
I'm
just going to show you. So it's like, okay, like,
oh God, please don't
hide
do that.
The name. Like, show you. This is a real DM.
Okay, no, yeah, everyone knows.
So
okay.
It says like, hey, Pernia, please emphasize your brand meetings to the brand managers, how important it is for brands to stay true to their values as much as they work on improving their soft image and brand building. Below the sexy cosmetic facades, these brands exploit laborers and young businesses. Please take your experience and opportunities to inform that these brands actually make a real positive impact. Thank you. Love your work.
Oh, that's nice. Annie. Yeah, that's very nice.
So
yeah.
It's like people realize this. I'm sure, like, you know, it seems like, oh my God, like Pakistan, blah, blah, blah. But like, The point is, देखें काम अच्छे काम की और अच्छे लोग हमेशा होते हैं हर सिचुएशन में. इट्स वन ऑफ द थिंग्स दैट कम्स अंडर हैविंग अ पॉजिटिव माइंड सेट कि देर इज अपॉर्चुनिटीज फ्राम द प्रॉब्लम्स. इट कम्स बैक नाउ वी आर कमिंग फुल सर्कल कि यू हैव टू फाइंड द सोल्यूशंस एंड अपॉर्चुनिटीज एंड प्रॉब्लम्स एंड ऑलवेज बी इन अ स्टेट ऑफ प्रॉब्लम सॉल्विंग. अदरवाइज वी आर जस्ट गोइंग टू बी स्टैंडिंग इन लाइक अ बिग एस क्राउड एंड इट्स गोइंग टू बी पॉइंटिंग लाइक द स्पाइडरमैन मीम एट ईच अदर.
श्योर देयर गुड दैट्स एप्ट. सो व्हाट आर यू सेइंग कि Are you saying that the problem is we're not looking at a long enough timeline? Like, our
vision.
Time, our vision nahi hai hamari, and timeline's bahut short hai, aise?
Yes, I would say like, just plan for the future. Just if you're starting a brand, if you're approaching Iterate, please have a vision.
Hmm.
Please, you know, be positive minded. Please, you know, just believe in yourself before you come to us to execute it. Because if you don't, then there's really no point of us helping you.
Sure. I think people are grasping at straws, but they need, I think we could stop the podcast here because you have to get out of here. Like, and I think we could end with the idea ki a business, starting a business is like building relationships. You don't build, khair aajkal to log relationships ko bhi jo hai is tarike se build karte hain ki ek saal tak nahi chala to fir bas koi masla nahi hai. But I think with businesses, you really want to understand that this is a relationship. Even if you have 5 clients, this is a relationship still, right? And aapko nibhana hota hai. It's not so much just, oh, let's turn a profit. Of course, you're going to maximize profit. But if you create value, jaisa aapne bola, if you do good work, the profit will be there, no?
Yes, and this will be rewarded over the years, like it has, you know, been the case. So for us, so everyone who's listening, all the women who were, you know, also interested in this podcast before I came, just, you know, I would say like keep believing in the value of hard work and don't assume that someone else has it easy. And I mean, I would say again to you, like, even despite the challenges, like the themes of this talk, like sexism and everything, like, I do think hard work wins over everything.
Hard work does win over everything. Yeah, I don't think we need to say anymore. Pranaya, this has been fantastic. Mere khayal mein ab agle 2 saal agar hayati rahi, inshallah, 2 saal aur aapko dete hain. And let's see where you are. And then we'll do a podcast after 2 years. Or are you planning to increase exponentially after a year?
Interesting question. I definitely said that I want to keep expansion limited right now.
Like, oh,
this studio
that, yeah,
is very exclusive. It's very small scale. It's on this. It's this way for a purpose. Like, we will do one thing. We will do it really well and it will look amazing. And we might get 100 messages because of it, but we will take one message out of the 100 or maybe 2-3 because, you know, system is trying to develop with you guys. So I'm not looking to expand way too much, honestly. I'm looking for this to be a high quality service. I'm looking for it to be optimized. Yeah, I'm excited for the next few years.
Chalo, Allah rahm karega. Instagram wagera.
Sure, yeah. You can can you just like
wo
type
to
it?
Link to
yeah,
but it's for iterate, the people listening, yeah.
Yeah, architectural and graphic design and consultancy and execution and productions. And yeah, hit us up if you have a cool idea.
And they get in touch on Instagram.
Sure, you can DM us.
But no email, nothing like that.
There's an email.
Wo bhi wahin pe.
Yep.
So just look up on Instagram and I'll post links.
Thank you.
Assalamualaikum.